Welcome to another episode of Ananda Marga Dharmacast. This is a podcast series which looks at topics in spirituality using the vantage point of the writings and teachings of Sri Sri Anandamurti. And I'm your host, Dada Veda. Pragyananda is the long name, but you can call me Dada Veda. Whichever one you use, it's fine. It's not a problem. So today we're going to look at a question. What is Dharma? So the reason I'm doing this is because recently I was in an eye clinic, you know, I'm getting an exam, and the nurse there, I saw on her badge, was named Dharma. So I said to her, do you know what that name means? And then she had some idea about, you know, it had something to do with different kind of religions and India and things like that. And the reason why actually it's hard to answer the question is there are two reasons. One is that the word Dharma has different meanings in different religions, like in Buddhism and Sikhism and different branches of Hinduism, things like that. So if you look in the Wikipedia, it says that Dharma is a loan word. It's a Sanskrit word, which is common in English, like karma and yoga and different kind of words like that. But the meaning is a little bit obscure in the sense that it's so varied. And I was trying to, I'm the big expert, of course, and I'm trying to explain it to her, and it's difficult. So recently I was looking in some of the writings of Sri Sri Anandamurti, specifically in a book he wrote called Ananda Vachanamritam, part 23. And then I came across an essay which makes it really simple. He says, movement towards perfection is Dharma. And he said, this is your duty. And that word duty actually conforms with some of the common ideas of what is Dharma. If you go in India on the street and you ask people, and they will say something like duty, because it means generally that what you have to do in certain religious paths, your duty, your social duty, that's your dharma. But here, the idea of dharma is a little bit more universal in the sense that it means your movement towards perfection, because this is the basic idea of dharma. And in Anandamurti's writings, I've talked about it before, that he looks at Dharma in a way which is quite unique. And he says that Dharma means it's our inner characteristic, our property, our basic property, which makes us what we are. That's what Dharma is. And so he gave examples that, like, the Dharma of fire is to burn. So what is then the Dharma of a human? What are humans supposed to do? What is our fundamental duty? That's really what the question is. So, what is our duty? In the shortcut, it means movement towards perfection. So that's the difference. That's what separates us from all the plants and the animals and inanimate objects of this universe, is that we have the capacity to move towards perfection. We have a characteristic which is urging us. It's urging us to go beyond the physical into something deeper. And that's why people are not satisfied with material objects. Not how many. If you want $1 million, I know everyone does, you know, except for the people who already have it. So we want this, we could buy this, we could buy. But even that will not bring the happiness that we search for, because our characteristic is driving us for something more. And what is that more? That's union with the divine. So movement towards perfection. Another way to look at it is from imperfection to perfection is the path. And that's the path of humanity, is to move from imperfection to perfection. So in Anandamurti's writings, he goes into it a little bit more. He says, Dharma, yes, it's a characteristic. So animals have a certain Dharma, eat, sleep, fear and procreate. That's what they do. That's what makes animals animals. All animals have those basic characteristics. And humans, we also have that eat, sleep, fear, procreate. We have those urges also in us. But we also have what's called the Manava Dharma, the human Dharma. And this is our characteristic, our fundamental characteristic. And what is that characteristic? Is that we move towards God. We have that urge. Yes, I must do this. All these physical things, they're nice, everything is great, but we have something higher to do, something more to do, something urging us. And that's our duty as a human to keep up our status as a human being. That's what we have to do. So this movement towards perfection, this is our characteristic. It's our duty. It's what we have to do. So this is, so if I was at the office again, maybe I'm going again, I'll explain why. I'm going again to the eye doctor again this week on Saturday or Friday. And when I see, if I see that nurse again, I will just tell her, it's very simple. Your name is your movement towards perfection. Do that. That's what you have to do. So that is dharma, movement towards perfection. That's the human dharma. It's called Bhagavata dharma, it's divine dharma. Why is it called divine dharma? Is because finally, we merge with, we are divinity. With that's our characteristic, and our urge is to become that, become one with that, to really fulfill that characteristic. So this is what we have to do. So this is dharma, movement towards perfection, human dharma. And in the writings of Anandamurti, he explains it a little bit further. He says there are certain parts of that dharma. One is the human mind wants to expand. So you might see this in many examples of how no one likes to be confined. So we want to expand. So that's part of dharma. Another part of dharma is we want to flow with the divine. We want to get into that blissful state. And another part of dharma, which really is very great and makes, you'll notice it when you find elevated or great people, is that we have the capacity, we have the desire to serve others. To serve means to give without expecting something in return. So this is dharma. So this is what we have to do. So I'll go back to the eye doctor. See, if people have seen me before, you see me with glasses. Now I've got a cataract operation, and now my distance vision is almost, actually when I finish the next eye, then it'll be perfect. But my distance vision will be great without glasses. So that's why in future videos, you won't see me with those glasses. So, but I want to go back. I hope I meet that nurse, and her name is Dharma. I said to her also, how did you get that name? Then she told me there was a television series named Jake and Dharma or something like that, which I never saw. And that's how she got the name. Her mother liked it. It's a good name. When I met her, I told her, it's a very good name. So, but anyway, your name may not be Dharma, my name may not be Dharma, but we should move towards perfection. We should move towards God. And this is part of us. No one can deny that. So that's all I want to say. And if you like what you're hearing and seeing, then give it a thumbs up if you're on YouTube, and subscribe so you get some more. I had a lapse of time when I didn't put out any content for you guys, but I will do it, I promise. That's also part of my duty, is to provide that content for you. So that's all, and I hope you come back again. I hope to see with you. And if you have any comments, questions, you put them if you're on YouTube, put them in the comments box. And also, as I always remind you, you can find, if you want to just listen in the car and the audio, then we're on all the podcast platforms. So you can meet us there. So that's all. I conclude. Namaskar means I search a divinity within you. I hope to see you all again.